Canto 4, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Life. In the labyrinth pattern of her thoughts and hopes, and the byways of her intimate desires, in the complex corners crowded with her dreams, and rounds crossed by an intrigue of irrelevant rounds, a wanderer straying amid fugitive scenes, he lost its signs and chased each failing guess. Ever he met keywords ignorant of their key, a sun that dazzled its own eye of sight, a luminous enigma's brilliant hood, lit the dense purple barrier of thought's sky. A dim, large trance showed to the night her stars. As if sitting near an open window, he read by lightning flash on crowding flash. Chapters of her metaphysical romance, of the soul's search for lost reality, and her fictions drawn from spirit's authentic fact, her caprices and conceits and meanings locked, her rash, unseizable freaks and mysteried turns, the magnificent wrappings of her secrecy that fold her desirable body out of sight, the strange, significant forms woven on her robe, her meaningful outlines of the souls of things. He saw her false transparencies of thought hue, her rich brocades with imaged fancies sewn, and mutable masks and broideries of disguise. A thousand baffling faces of the truth looked at him from her forms with unknown eyes, and wordless mouths, unrecognizable, spoke from the figures of her masquerade, or peered from the recondite magnificence and subtle splendor of her draperies. In sudden scintillations of the unknown, inexpressive sounds became veridical. Ideas that seemed unmeaning flashed out truth. Voices that came from unseen waiting worlds uttered the syllables of the unmanifest to clothe the body of the mystic word and wizard diagrams of the occult law. Sealed some precise, unreadable harmony, or used hue and figure to reconstitute the herald blazon of time's secret things in her green wilderness and lurking depths, in her thickets of joy where danger clasps delight. He glimpsed the hidden wings of her songster hopes, a glimmer of blue and gold and scarlet fire in her covert lanes, bordering her chance field paths, and by her singing rivulets and calm lakes, he found the glow of her golden fruits of bliss, and the beauty of her flowers of dream and muse, as if a miracle of hearts changed by joy. He watched in the alchemist radiance of her suns, the crimson outburst of one secular flower, on the tree of sacrifice of spiritual love. In the sleepy splendor of her noons he saw a perpetual repetition through the hours, thought's dance of dragonflies on mystery's stream, that skim but never test its murmurs raise, and heard the laughter of her rose desires, running as if to escape from longed-for hands, jingling sweet anklet bells of fantasy amidst live symbols of her occult power. He moved and felt them as close, real forms, in that life more concrete than the lives of men, throbbed heartbeats of the hidden reality. Embodied was there what we but think and feel, self-framed what here takes outward borrowed shapes. A comrade of silence on her austere heights, accepted by her mighty loneliness, he stood with her on meditating peaks, where life and being are a sacrament offered to the reality beyond, and saw her lose into infinity her hooded eagles of significance, messengers of thought to the unknowable.